Blog Talk Radio.
If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. If you scared, if you scared, say you scared, girl. Look,
I really know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do. I can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't wanna be right. Never get sad, never feel down, never feel lost. I'ma come around, if you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about. Make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good. I can make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good, make you feel good. I can make you feel good.
Me, I know dude had you mad as hell. Him, acting hard like he's Samuel L. You, fall for it, then get sad you fell. Me, use my magic stick to cast a spell. Him, got you staring at the mirror like
what?
The person you observing ain't appearing right. Me, shut the darkness out, reveal your light. Get in your thighs, make your eyes water, clear your sight. I know you heard it all, and you've been hurting all.
For real.
But girl, my word is law.
Yep.
I make your world evolve.
Come on.
And I can turn that wall that you keep putting up. It's nothing. You don't know my name, then look it up. I'm stimuli, kid you.
Yeah.
Let me vibe with you. I wouldn't lie to you.
Nah.
Just a lie in you.
Yep.
But I will ride with you. And we can ride out. I bring change, four quarters, no time out.
I know what you've been through. Nobody else can do what I do. I can bring sunshine to your life. If it feels wrong, I don't want to be right. Never get sad, never feel down, never feel lost. I'ma come around, if you let me in, I can turn you out. I don't play games, girl, you know what I'm about.
Good or great or wonderful, miraculous, heaven on earth, if your mind can just imagine it. Paradise, Garden of Eden, Jesus of Nazareth, couldn't bless you more. I can't even find an adjective. Good is an understatement.
Yep.
Guess I'm underrated. See, I ain't one for faking, making unadulterated. I don't want to hate on the dude you used to.
Getting hot fire, son. Getting hot fire, son.
My bad, I played that too long and shit, right? I just got low. I was thinking about feeling good and shit.
Oh,
yo, welcome to the Emotion Picture. Welcome to my co-hosts who both called in like 10 seconds before time.
I've
been here. I was hiding.
Yo, I was shook. I was like, oh, shit, they punishing me for some shit. Oh, shit. I was calling up on friends and shit. Shit, crazy.
We don't have anything to say about this topic.
Oh, and I do? Sure I do. Well, we can get right into it.
We can.
Well, before we do, are there any announcements we need to make?
I love Atlanta. I love partying with women of Atlanta. Not the Real Housewives, like the Real Real Housewives.
The Real Real
Yeah, I had a great time there this weekend. Great.
Yep. Come back with any calls or some? Or?
No, but some new experiences. Some very new experiences. And thanks, Sal, for this. Hey, you guys should know this. That I asked Shaw, like, was there anything going on in the city that me and some of the ladies could go to and enjoy the day before one of the big events? And he said, yeah, go to this place. It's called Onyx. You guys will enjoy it.
That's what I said?
Yes. That is what you said, Shaw. So we went
to this
place called Onyx.
I ran down some spots.
What is Onyx?
You did. Onyx was, I guess that was the place that was closest to where I was. I was in Northeast Atlanta. Shout out to the Dirty Doc who turned 30. And we walked into Onyx and we were greeted by vaginas everywhere. It was pretty, yeah. It was a very different experience for me and my friends. And they were like, Jazz, where the hell are you bringing us? So I was like, I guess this is what Shaw feels we need when we turn 30.
You asked for vaginas. You called me and said, I need some vaginas in my face. So I was like,
that
I
was a very good prank. So I owe Shaw one. Excellent. We had a good time, though.
Nobody believes you, by the way.
We had an amazing time. Thank you, Sean.
Everybody knows that you want to see vaginas and you requested them, but it's okay.
Onyx, all kinds of vaginas.
What you yeah, discount to say the name again and some shit? Onyx, Club Onyx, man. Yeah, over there.
Club Onyx, Jet Setting Jasmine, or Shaw Stimuli.
So there was just women there? That's it? And y'all were just there with women? That's how it went?
Yeah, it was a group of us girls. And, yeah, and another group of girls. They were naked. We had clothes on. And then there were some guys that were there not to see us. So, I mean, it was cool.
Oh, okay. I guess I'm out the loop. I guess I ain't been, you know, laying a long time. I know that women who are straight did that, but I'm the square.
We didn't know either, but thanks to Shaw, we do it.
Thanks,
we do it now.
Thanks. Yeah. Shaw, what's going on? What happened your weekend?
I don't really remember. My weekend was a blur, but I'm getting ready for this show in Texas this Friday. Thursday.
Okay.
I'm judging Friday's performance.
South by Southwest, don't you?
Yeah, South by Southwest, man. Just working on the next tape in the Rent Tape series. So that's about it. People copping the chills. I thank you, everybody, for the support, man. That's it.
Okay. Well, no one's gonna ask me. I guess they assume I ain't doing shit in my life. But
know you're doing everything. Waiting on you, running things.
I don't know. I went to the movies. This weekend.
What'd you see?
No, I forget. What did I see, man? I seen something. I wanted to see the Eddie Murphy movie, but I was vetoed.
In the theater?
No. I'd rather Eddie Murphy the good selection. Actual film, you know. But I totally forgot what I saw, actually, to tell you the truth. Oh.
Did you see Friends with Kids? I saw that.
I was going to see that, but I got vetoed. And it'll come to me. But it was a great movie though. It was
you
a great movie.
You saw Good Deeds, didn't you?
Nah, I ain't see that. I'm a fan of Tyler Perry, but I just don't want to see that movie, though. The trailer looked a little bit too cheesy. But what is going on about 4 Sundays from now, which some of you guys know, is that we're sponsoring a networking event. Networking event is going to be not just your average, you know, hip-hop, bippity-bop, no offense to Sha event, but we're going to have people from all industries there, from healthcare, film. I got an exterminator coming, and you know, young black exterminator, and the event is going to be Saturday, April 14th at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., and the location is Highland Park, which is on East 34th Street and 3rd Avenue, so right there in the middle of Midtown, and we can also use this time to have a meet and greet. So for all of those who wanted to meet your favorite Emotion Picture hostess, Jazz will be in town. I think, shall you be around?
I don't know. I might.
All right. Well, hopefully we can motivate Shaw to come on up. But, you know, more on that. So who wants to intro today's show?
Whoever came up with it.
Not me.
Well, I think that was a count that Jazz not had. Against what? Against sex?
No, Jazz is against, like, any type of abstinence, celibacy. Like, it's just a hot topic.
Because
man.
Sex sells, okay?
Oh,
no,
it's a business. It's funded. It's fueled by sex, right?
Yeah, well, no, actually, celibacy sells also because,
exactly.
I mean, we'll talk about. It does. I'm not against it at all.
When women are sitting at home and they decide, you know what, I don't want a human dick, and then they call on Jazz.
They do. And I
yo, I'm sorry. Yo, I kind of went in the zone. What did you just say?
I am not trafficking human dick. Let's get back.
I think that's the first time we used that word on the show.
Can we get it?
All right, that's what's up. New season. What do we decide now? Jazz is not having to.
We decided that I'm not trafficking humans and that sex sells, but so does celibacy. Because when you're not being pleased by another person, I mean, you still have those urges and you have to satisfy them some way or another. So I'm all for celibacy.
Oh, and I think April 14th, I'm sorry, April 14th actually probably is the senior's birthday. The way she's way she's acting, I'm not really sure.
Well, even if it's not her birthday, we're gonna celebrate it. So come out.
Happy birthday, yeah, and give us a call. I know she knows a lot about you know, waiting a while or you know for a second, hot second. So definitely give us a call 323-657-1479. And anyone else, you know, if you are celibate right now, if you're in a relationship but you haven't had sex yet, give us a call, 323-657-1479. Or if you're the victim of such travesty, if you're with someone right now who is holding out on you, give us that call.
Gosh.
Back to you, Jazz.
Back to me. Okay, so what got us to this? How do we get to this topic?
Oh, talking about Lent. Talking about Lent.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about that. I don't know who else is Catholic on the phone or not. But do you guys observe Lent? Do you give up things from time to time, detox or whatever?
I don't observe Lent. I lent Shah this tape. He gave it back, but
he gonna give it back around Easter time.
Man, I add on, man. I don't give up nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I add on.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean?
Instead of giving up, you know, you add something to your life.
So what did you add for that?
I haven't really decided yet. I'm sure it's something. I'm not really aware of it. If it's been more food or exercise, drugs, just different things. You know,
okay.
Make your life richer.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Well,
what?
I gave up saying yes, so willingly.
Hey, that's a good one.
Whoa.
I am in a bad space tonight. I need to just shut up. That's not what I'm saying. Just shut up. Like,
seriously.
What?
Are you a whore or something that we just don't know?
No. When I said gay, like saying yes, like normally I'm extremely generous. You know, if someone says, hey, can you do this for me? Like, sure, I'll get right on it. Can you look this up? Sure. But now I just wanted to be a little bit more focused, you know, within.
Well, I just want to say.
Yeah, but does that yes include head? Like, that's what I want to know. Like, a guy's like, hey, you mind, you know, sucking me off? Yes. All right. Fine. Is that who you are?
No.
Okay.
No.
Cool. Well, I just want to say that in light of that today in Club Onyx, 1888 Cheshire Bridge Road Northeast today is Chocolate Tuesdays. That's right, Chocolate Tuesday at Club Onyx.
Damn, we missed it, girls. We'll be back. Okay, I'm done for the night. You guys go ahead and I'll just listen in.
Well, Before the shots were fired, I think we actually have a phone call, and that's the ring of the phone. And caller 404, holler at us.
Hello, how are you all?
What's up?
Hey.
Who's that? That third
hey.
This is Miss J.
Oh, it's Miss J.
Oh,
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
You're hey, back. Ms. J. I
it's
saw Miss J
been a
this
while.
Weekend.
Okay. Did you have to fight this young lady who just came out of jail to your house?
Excuse me?
This last time, that's not her? That's not her, Jazz?
The one that had got out of jail and she was supposed to be staying at her house?
Yeah
we haven't heard from
yes.
Miss Jay in a long time.
She kidnapped
yes.
We didn't.
You got
to,
that situation straightened out?
Yeah, I had to recuperate from that phone call. Since I was being dubbed the angry MILF.
That you are.
Okay. Okay, so
tonight we're talking about celibacy.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I am all for it, but not for me.
What?
Yes. What I mean by that is I've been married and divorced and now remarried. And I'm at a point in my life where celibacy will probably not do a whole lot for me. And the reason why I say that is because to me, sex and intimacy and all those things that go with it are important. And if I wanted to remain celibate, then I would be by myself. But for those that think it's a big thing for them, that's fine. But at the same time, you know, there are a lot of people out there that don't think celibacy is a big issue. Because, I mean, I've been in relationships, like I said, married and then remarried. I have children. So it wouldn't do a whole lot for me at this point. I mean, sex is sex any way you slice it, whether you're, you know, doing it sometimes or the every day.
I agree. I'm with her.
So, Ms. J, if I may ask you, what is the longest stretch you did?
The longest stretch without?
Yes, without.
Okay. I'm talking about while I was doing it. Because, okay, well, you know, I probably don't know a lot of the listeners, so I really don't care. It will probably be a week.
Like
in life?
Ever.
Yeah, it'll be a week.
Oh,
and the reason why I say that is because it's important to me. I'm sorry.
Those days off, goddammit.
What I want to know is how'd you get divorced the first time? Like, who leaves that?
Oh, because he was a cheater. And if you gotta give it up to somebody else when you can be putting all that energy into the house, you got to go.
Yeah, you're right about that.
This is my deal. If I'm giving it to you, I ain't trying to bring nothing home because I'm not out there getting it from somewhere else. But if you out there doing, you know, whoever you want to, and then you want to give it to me when you get ready, you got to go. I can't be bothered with that.
So you said a week, so that pretty much is like period week. You're not really getting down like that.
No, I mean, and then if you can't, this is my deal. If you can't handle it, then I got to move on.
Okay.
Yay.
Now, do you think that you may ever benefit from not having sex for a longer period of time?
No, I don't know what the benefit would be. What, peace of mind? What? I don't know what the benefit would be.
Well, not for a married person, but for single
people.
For
anybody. For anyone.
Well,
what would the benefit be?
For me, it worked. I did like 5 months, and it worked. It was very helpful.
Well, what would it help
you
do?
Okay, but what? But I'm saying, what was it helping you with? Did you have a problem?
Yeah, I had people's energies around me that I didn't like. I didn't need them. I was
energy.
A user. So I needed to, like, cleanse myself with energy, clear myself out, and figure out what I really want out of a relationship. Because I just had people around that I didn't need around. So,
okay,
yeah,
that's why I said it works for some people and not for others. Because some people can still, you know, take care of business and then still, you know, have that mindset of what they want and need out of a relationship.
Well,
so,
you know, it's interesting because a lot of people, you know, a lot of women haven't gone, you know, more than a week without having sex. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I don't think that Ms. J is that strange. You know, definitely for a show on celibacy, you know, that's not really celibate, but a lot of people, you know, they go from relationship to relationship without, you know, without a pause or just sleep around and anything. So I definitely understand that. But, well, thank you, Ms. J. Please stick around.
Oh, I will, but let me just say one more thing.
Yeah.
If there are a lot of, and I'll say this, because a lot of women will probably like to tell people that they are celibate, there's a lot of women that might use that word, but there's a lot of them that might sneak one or two in every now and then, and they think that just because they're not doing it on a regular that that, you know, is going to constitute celibacy, but it don't. Because I have girlfriends that say, I mean, they really don't. I'm going to be real.
Well, we know.
It's just like, there's a lot of men out there that, you know, you guys know the tricks of the trade. You all know, you know, if men say certain things, you know. But women, I mean, I have girlfriends. I have, you know, friends, cousins, coworkers, and we talk, and a lot of them might use the celibacy word, but celibacy to them is probably not the same as a 5-month stretch without having sex at all. That means that they might have had one or two in between.
Well, it's the thought that counts, though, no?
No, it don't, no.
No, it's a lie.
Yeah, it's a flat-out lie. Either you sexing or you not.
Well, that's kind of like saying... That's kind of like saying,
I'm celibate,
I don't smoke
after each time.
That's like saying, like I don't smoke, but you know, you may smoke every 2 months or so, you know, a cigarette.
That's okay. That's just like saying I use protection and you don't use it all the time.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm a firm believer to say that because most of the time it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Sha, help me there, Sha.
I'm always celibate until the next
all
time.
I can say is I've had sex with celibate women. That's all I can say. I know what it is.
How, and so you know what a celibate woman is like when you have sex with
No,
her?
I know that. I know that they lie is what I mean. That was a joke.
Oh, okay. Like, okay.
They
yeah.
Lie. Yes.
I mean, it's just like if a man tells someone that, you know, I'm away for you, that it, and when they do finally, you know, have sex with a female, a woman knows whether or not he can get it in somewhere else.
Whoa. No.
Do it?
Wait, no.
No,
you don't.
Thanks, Miss J.
Does it feel different?
Let's take the next call.
Nothing. I got this sex in the shower.
Miss J, they don't want you to give away their secrets.
Oh, my bad.
Wait a minute,
yeah.
Though. Wait, before she how you can't tell if a woman has had sex with someone, but you can tell if a man has?
Because there's a certain amount of energy and passion that a man is going to put, whether he has feelings for a woman or not. If you haven't had it in a long time, it's going to show.
What about a woman?
It's the same thing with a woman. I'm not saying that it's different. But I'm saying just like you know if you're having sex with a woman that's really celibate or not, women know the same thing when men say they've been celibate or not. They know the difference.
We're going to get back.
Yeah, I'm just basically saying that for every woman that thinks they're fooling a man, you know, it goes both ways.
All right, yeah. Well, we're going to get back to you a little bit later. We have Ksenia, you're on the line.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Hey, Aries.
Good evening.
How are you, Jazz?
Good.
Okay. First of all, I want to start by saying people like to use the word celibacy and abstinence interchangeably, but they are really not the same thing. Celibacy, when I think about celibacy, I think about nuns and priests who vow to remain unmarried and, you know, not have sex for the rest of their lives, even though we know with a lot of them that's not true. Abstinence is the act of self-restraint and self-denial. I am abstinent.
God bless you.
Pardon me. I was drinking something and it went down the wrong pipe.
Holla!
You abstain from some things and not everything. So what are you telling us, Aries? I am a mess.
Abstinence is the act of self-restraint and self-denial. I'm abstinent. I have been for more than 2 years, and I'm not sneaking one or two in there in between. I absolutely positively have not had sex with anyone beside myself since December of 2009.
December? What day was it, though? What day was it?
I don't know. It was in between Christmas and New Year.
Why are we crying?
Don't lie to me, Argent Tina. I'm not frigid. There is nothing wrong with my sex drive. I absolutely love to fuck. But the bottom line is this, that there are diseases. You have them for life. Condoms do not protect you against them. And I am just no longer willing to play a game of craps with my vajayjay anymore. So,
you're never
going
to have sex again?
I'm not saying that I'm never going to have sex again, but just right now, there are a lot of things that are going on in my life that I choose to abstain because sex for me sometimes is a distraction, and right now it's an unwanted distraction.
Okay. Well, what are you trying to do that sex will be distracting to you?
Focusing on my education, focusing on a career change, focusing on establishing and building my own business, and sex is a distraction.
So when you reach a certain point, will that be it? Will then you, like, if you graduate or you get the change in career, like on that day, will you just celebrate with a good stiff one in you?
No, because I'll be 35 and the casual sex doesn't do it for me anymore.
Time out. How old are you now?
34.
So my next year. That's next year, brother.
What if you're dating somebody you like?
Casual sex doesn't do it for me anymore. I mean, part of the reason why I am abstinent is because I got out of a long-term relationship that lasted for over 6 years. So to go from having sex with the same person for 6 years and then all of a sudden to just having sex with random people just because I have an itch and I want to scratch, that doesn't do it for me. I can scratch my own itches.
So you're not dating?
Itches. No,
you're not
I'm
meeting
not
anybody
right
dating?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
So what?
Do you not think because that's a distraction also, or you don't want that type of temptation? I know we have a caller waiting, but
I put them packing. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
No, I'm not worried about the temptation. I just don't date because I have not come across anybody who I just deem worthy of dating.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So, as far as the disease is concerned, I mean, would you say that would be the main reason, or is the distraction a main reason?
I think they're equal.
Okay.
And then there are, like, a whole lot of different complications that come along with sex that I choose not to get into right now, but...
It's only us?
I'm good.
It's only us? No.
We are friends.
It's me, Jazz, and Shy, that's it.
You, Jazz, and Shy, and all of the other hundreds of thousands of people that might be listening on the internet
Word?
Right now, again in the archive.
Shout out to the archive.
Aries, don't worry. We're deleting this show because in the
Probably.
Beginning I said too much, and I believe Sha made some type of reference with Jazz and whore in the same sentence. So this show will not even happen tonight. So go ahead and talk to us.
Yeah, there are a lot of shows that don't make it.
I mean, you have a call waiting in queue, but if you'd like for me to take a couple of seconds.
You're a star right now. You're a star.
To elaborate, okay, I have a latex allergy. So
okay.
Yes.
I can't use condoms.
Okay, well, that's common. That is common.
They have non-latex.
Let her
they
speak.
Do.
Let her speak.
Yeah.
Well, she's
yeah,
like
they
her?
Do.
Like,
but
I'm going to send you a link.
That, oh no, I know all about the polyurethane condoms and stuff like that, but a lot of the men that I've dealt with in the past say that it's a lot snugger fit than the latex and they're kind of uncomfortable.
So you're saying that polyurethane don't got like magnum size or something like that? That's what you're trying to say?
I haven't seen them, but if Jazz can send me the link, then you know I'm.
Wait.
I might just.
I got
that
you. We got
Jazz.
A year to. We
Jazz,
got a year to
send her
figure
the link,
it out.
Jazz, stop playing, Jazz.
I got it.
They have them.
And honestly, I've looked and I've never seen them. But if
no,
Jazz can send me the link, you know, I'll keep that in my mental Rolodex.
Okay.
And I mean, and then I said before, you know, there are just like certain diseases that condoms don't protect you against, like HPV. Like you catch the virus HPV,
right.
And then genital warts. There is no cure for that, and a condom doesn't protect you against that because it comes from skin to skin contact.
Yeah, but so what about kissing? Do you kiss? You don't kiss? You may get mononucleosis.
I have not done anything since December of 2009.
So, except
Wait
for yourself.
Until...
You done yourself, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, we established that last show. Hello, Lilo.
What's Lilo? What is that? I miss. What's Lilo? What did I miss?
That's a friend.
Jack will have to send you the link.
I'll have to send you a link.
That's the name. That's the name of. So is your birthday April 14th?
It is.
Okay. Okay. Well, need to be in the house. We can definitely have an after party. I remember partying with Cecilia one of her birthdays, and she knows how to party. Allegedly.
What city is she in?
I don't know if we can talk about that, can we?
Can we talk about what?
He wants to know what city you're in. He wants to know if you're in Atlanta.
No, I didn't say that, man.
Where would you be to your 35th birthday is what he wants to know.
Well, I'd be in Atlanta for my 35th birthday. No, I will not.
You want to be?
I didn't ask that. I asked what city. Vic is trying to make it seem like I want to get you drunk and use polyurethane.
Take you to Onyx.
Well, I wouldn't expect that from you anyway, Sha, because I'm a mother and you're not a motherfucker.
Oh,
reference
for show, okay.
I'm gonna just move on from that. Everything changes.
Sound like kids?
everything changes.
Because I mean, you know, I sent you guys a list of reasons why some women are abstinent or celibate, and disease actually is number one up there. People just ain't trying to get no diseases. And as Shabba Rank say, crab louse or go around. You know, so you definitely. You know what I'm talking about. But, I mean, man, no dry set, no humping, no nothing, huh? Okay.
Nothing.
Well, Jazz, let me ask you, Jazz, you're upwardly mobile, you know, no pun intended. Tassinia, She mentioned, you know, she's goal-orientated and, you know, she doesn't want to distract herself. Do you hear that a lot from your clients?
No, not so much with my clients. For the most part, to some degree, they are the women that I come across that are practicing abstinence. They actually do have some of the same reasons that Aries mentioned. And a lot of their distractions don't really have that much to do with, like, school or work or family, but it has to do with really blocking out all of the...
Whoa. Hey.
The seat fillers or the guys that they are, you know, they don't want to get too emotionally attached to sexually. Some women have a more difficult time separating, you know, sex and their emotions. And I don't really think that you could ever do that completely. However, you know, they don't want to get involved in a sexual relationship when they really want a romantic relationship. Some women are very into a guy, you know, maybe they're dating someone, but they really like this guy, and part of that courting for them is not having sex because it doesn't blur the lines. And then it's also their chance to present themselves, you know, the way that they want to be presented. So, yeah, there are, and that is why a lot of them look towards toys and things like that, find different ways to please themselves, to put that urge down until they are absolutely ready to have sex.
Jesus. She went to college. You know, you went to college. That goes out.
Did I say that well?
You're a doctor? You give us knowledge from? That's what's up.
Just listening.
I be forgetting that you're, LSD?
I'm a licensed clinical social worker and a master's prepared gerontologist.
Knowledge up there, you know?
But I don't want to use my smarts on tonight's show. We talking about, you know.
I got a diploma, like, you know, we all doing something out here in the world, you know?
That's what's up.
But,
go ahead. I'm wondering about, like, men and celibacy, because, you know, celibacy in essence, it's always so driven, and there's so much pressure on women, and, you know, even to the point that some women lie about it, you know? And then for guys, you rarely hear about them holding out sexually for one reason or another. If they are, it's like a stigma attached to it.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's take a little musical break.
Okay.
Then Sean and I can weigh in on that. And this one is dedicated to our caller who has certain allergies, you know, and we're definitely going to be getting her the polyurethane or the lambskin, whatever it is. And until then, we're going to rock out to a little bit of Wu-Tang Clan. We'll be back.
Oh, fuck you, can't even sing.
Yeah, just sing or something, get some pussy.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Shimmy, shimmy, y'all, shimmy, yam, shimmy, yeah. Give me the mic so I can take it away. Off on the natural charge, bone for yard. Yeah, from the home of the Dodgers, Brooklyn squad. Wu-Tang killer, upbeat on the storm. Train on your college ass, just so dumb. But you didn't even touch my skill. You gotta go to one killer B, and he ain't for the kill now. Chop that down, pass it all around. Lyrics get hard, put cement to the ground. For an EMC and any 52 states, I get psycho killer, no man vain. My producer, slam, my flow is like bam. Jump on stage, jump in, I did damn.
Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Out there got MCs in the scene and it's me. And I'm playing with the champions and all the rest. My name is the ODB, and I'll beat your ass. For the ladies who know me, tell them who the fuck I be. For the niggas who know me, tell them who the fuck I be. My sound comes down on y'all like rock.
By the rock.
By the rock. By the rock. By the break, by the rock. Got East Coast locked down, padlock. My zoo niggas be all on down by the rock.
That was dedicated to everyone out there who has those wink wink latex allergies. Yeah, I got one of those too. I be chasing.
There's something about hearing it raw from a deceased man. It just doesn't sit well.
Oh, man, rest in peace, ODB,
it validates everything.
Yeah. I say you should just go for it. Just get tested and fucking go for it. Why can't we get tested? Jesus, I don't know. All right, so men, it's our turn, right?
Yep.
Okay, we'll let Shah set it off first.
You're more of the celibacy expert than me, but...
Well, apparently I'm the abstinent expert.
Abstinent expert, right. I mean, I can just tell you that I had a goal. Like, I was going through some label issues, and I went to see a spiritual advisor. And she sat me down, and she said that my energy was clouded. And it wasn't because I was dealing with too many women. It was because I was emotionally, like, letting them in. Mm. I don't know if that makes any sense to people.
Don't let them in, bro. Don't let them in.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I was more of a user when it came to, I don't even know. It wasn't like I wasn't using them for sex because I wasn't getting in, I wasn't really enjoying it. It was more like just making an impression, trying to get things from them, whether it be a car, money. And I just needed to, like, clean my slate because I think my spirit wanted more. Like, deep down inside, I probably wanted to be in a relationship or like somebody. If I didn't like anybody, I just wanted to make my deal go down and get my business straight. So I just try to, you know, I took advice and I took time off and, you know, just didn't do anything for a while. And it cleared my head. Like, I really got some vision, and I felt better about myself. I didn't feel like this user that didn't deserve to be with somebody. But it was a bunch of crap now that I look back at it. You know, I should have just had more sex, to be honest. No, I'm joking. It was good. It was good for me.
Yeah, he ended with a joke, but I still got to... I think we're heading here, though. I don't know.
Yes, I think so, too.
You can't put an LOL on everything, son. That was...
No, you got to face some of these things.
Well, we're glad that we're here for you, though. But before I tell my story, we have a call on the line. We have caller 561.
There he goes again.
No, as soon as this caller is done talking for 18 minutes, I'm going in.
Okay.
The caller 561.
Hello.
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 First of all, I want to give a shout out to your girl, Jet Set and Jasmine.
All right.
Thank you.
That girl knows how to throw banging parties. This is Shelly.
Oh, Shelly. Shelly, tell Sa about how we started our weekend.
What's that?
Tell Sa how we started our weekend.
Well, let's see. We started the weekend off at the strip club.
What did you think of his recommendation?
We'll just say it was quite hoodtastic. It definitely exceeded my expectations. I definitely have never experienced anything of that nature before. I'll just give you a little bit of a visual feedback.
Please
sort
do.
Of what the experience was like in my shoes. As soon as I walked in, I was face to face with a vagina.
Yes.
Literally, as soon as I walked in.
Was it your birthday?
I walked in. I got, well, first of all, I got patted down by a very masculine appearing woman, and she proceeded to feel inside my bra.
Well, you know, me had a razor. No, we don't know.
She just had to make sure that I wasn't packing anything inside my C cup, I guess. So I walked in, and as soon as I walked in, there was somebody quite naked gyrating in my face. So I turned back around, and I had to seek shelter with Jasmine because I've never really been exposed to such things. But then again, I don't think she has either.
Don't believe that.
No,
couple of lying motherfuckers on my line right now.
It was very new to me, Shelly. Shelly, it was very new to me.
It was very.
I've never been.
My
C cup has never been pat down so thoroughly before. You're right. It was.
She was very thorough. She went inside the waist of my pants and everything.
She had to.
Did you like it?
I don't think I liked it. She was very scary. She scared me because she found things that she could classify as weapons in everybody's purse. And it just let me know how violent this person possibly could be. For instance, a comb was confiscated. Mm-hmm. A screw was confiscated.
Comb. A screw?
Combs are used in prison.
Walking around with damn screws for? You MacGyver?
No, we had business. We had a pole to secure to the roof. So we actually needed that. And we did go back and reclaim it afterwards, too.
Okay.
Later for that. Right now, Shelly, are you sexually active?
Very much so.
Okay. Have you ever been abstinent since you've been sexually active?
Yes, I did. I went through an 18-month dry spell, an intentional one.
And how old were you?
About 23, 24.
Okay. Now, when you say you're very sexually active, what does that mean, very?
I'm married. I'm active with one person.
That doesn't mean if you get married, you're having sex. I think we all know this.
I'm active with one. No. I'm not saying it like it's a given. I'm saying I'm active with one person because I happen to be married.
Okay. But you have an active sex life because there are people who are married but are also abstinent for whatever reason.
Well, no friends of Jet Setting Jasmine are abstinent for any reason.
Wow. That says a whole lot.
I think I know one, or maybe I know one who's, I guess he's not going to call in today, though.
An abstinent friend of mine?
Yeah, I
She's a liar.
I don't think such a thing exists.
Is she a liar?
Okay. I don't think that's possible.
Let me try her out. So when you were 23, what prompted this dry spell? Was it a breakup?
It was a combination of things. It was a bad breakup, a bad relationship, and I term it my breathe out period. I did some reflection and realized I really didn't have any real long standing time period where I wasn't from one relationship to another. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of, for whatever reason, at that moment in time, it hit me. Like, I have never really, really been single since I started dating as a teenager. And I didn't know what I wanted. I just dated. I became the girlfriend of whoever it was that I was dating. I was a serial dater, always in a long-term relationship, committed relationship. And I felt like I just couldn't continue jumping out of a relationship and getting right back. There's always somebody waiting in the wind. And I had to break the cycle, so I did. It was hard, but I needed it to breathe for a little bit.
So 18 months, how did you, decide to break this period of abstinence?
I met the person that I'm married to right now.
That's your question. I'm sorry. You were abstinent. This meant no sexual intercourse or no touching of a man whatsoever.
I mean, it was completely dry. I did deviate one time, and Jasmine actually knows about it.
You were getting some head. Okay. You were getting some
yes,
head.
I definitely was getting some head. And
what month
but
was
it?
This?
It was one little mishap, and I went back onto the train. So I guess I really wasn't abstinent for the entire 18 months. But
your future husband.
No, it was another loser, but it was some good head though.
Get some good head.
Not that much of a loser.
He was a loser in every other department.
So how long before did you meet your husband? Did you have sex with him?
Ooh, that's good. That's personal. It was several months. I don't know how. I didn't have a timer on it, but it was a good period of time. It was actually very close to the time where he proposed to me. So I'd say it was at least 4.5 or 5 months.
Okay. And how did he deal with that?
I think he probably dealt with it the way that most dudes deal with it.
Which is? I don't know.
Masturbation.
Is that how? Shah.
No, that's not.
He courted the hell out of her.
Jazz. Hold on real quick. Miss J, are you on the line, Miss J?
I sure am.
Miss J, one quick question, Miss J. If you're not giving your man some for 4 months, do you think that the way he's handling that is by giving it to himself?
If he's not giving it to me?
No, if you're not giving it to him, how is he getting it? 4 months.
We wouldn't even go that long.
Is he masturbating or is he getting it somewhere else?
No, he's getting it somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Okay. Thank you, Miss Jay. You go back to sleep now, baby. Okay. Now, I'm just curious, Shelly. I'm sure, he was whacking it off. Did he tell you that or did you assume that?
I assume that. I never asked. I don't want to know about that.
Okay.
But I assumed that, and we had at that point, we were definitely dating, full-on dating. We had full disclosure by that point that we were seeing each other exclusively. So.
Okay. Well, yeah.
You know, that was the understanding without saying it.
Okay. The understanding without saying it. Okay. Well. Thank you, Shelly, for saying that. John, questions, Shelly?
You're welcome.
Wait, no,
I'm good.
Nothing, Shelly? Nothing at all? Sure?
No. As long as she knows that it wasn't, I mean, it didn't go down like that. But she doesn't want to know.
Nasha, you don't know. You don't know. They had an unspoken understanding, Sha.
Yeah, I know.
We definitely had an understanding.
Yeah,
that,
I know you
that,
did.
That last one sounded scary, though. Like he knew it would be his life.
You got mad.
That nigga was crazy. All right, well, thanks for calling, Sha.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you for having
Bye.
Me.
Bye.
Yeah. Now, you know what, though? I ain't going to lie. Like, that's possible. It's possible that he wasn't doing that. He may have been on the forced celibacy plan or the forced abstinence plan.
If they weren't
trying to marry
together,
her.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but most dudes ain't like that.
Don't be trying to marry her. Well, that was a good story, though.
Yeah, what
I mean,
a good story.
Oh, wait a minute. We're not
that?
Letting you off the hook. You got 9 minutes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you know, everybody know I was a late bloomer, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had sex the first time when I was 18, you know, and where I'm from, that's late. So I have a lot of years experience of not having sex, so it never really controlled me like that, you know what I'm saying? I know how not to have sex, unfortunately. You dig? So, you know, I have gone on periods where I haven't had sex with nobody, and, you know, I've been straight, you know, or masturbated during that time, you know. I was a lot younger then, of course, but sometimes you just don't want to deal with none of that. Like, I guess I was never really scared of the disease, shut up, Sha, you know, but just like dealing with the different personalities, and cause I feel like when you're having sex with somebody, in some way you're promising them something, you know, whether it's promising privacy, you're promising commitment, whatever it is, you're promising them something. And I just, at that point, I didn't really want to deal with all that, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to refine myself and, like the first caller said, just work on me until I was ready again. Sometimes I would be in a relationship with someone, and I think Jazz brought it to my attention that maybe I used it one time. Well, I thought I was using it as a punishment, but, you know, probably she went ahead and got it somewhere else. You know, so that's my little story. Ain't nothing deep about it. But I think that men should practice abstinence, you know, here and there, because, you know, you get to a certain age, man. You don't want to, you know, be fucking everything. You know what I'm saying? You want to be able to control yourself, control your physical urges, so you don't walk down the wrong path and get a disease or deal.
Are those the only two options, though? That's what I want to know. Is
what was that?
Like, is it abstinence or fuck everybody?
But sometimes you can just fuck one person and that be the wrong bitch or the wrong time. You know what I'm saying? The wrong situation. It's not like, I was never necessarily promiscuous like that, you know what I'm saying? But
Yeah, that sounded good.
Nah, what are you talking about, son? Yo, where's Sean's mic? I gotta cut.
No,
hold on. This is the conference being Jazz right now. You know, Jazz, I was never out there like that. You know.
Not like that.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, like there is a moderation. But I think that was Shaw was leading to. There's a moderation, but until you fast from something, you won't really know what moderation is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You'll just be cutting down. But it's like drinking or smoking or any other addiction, because sometimes sex can be an addiction. If you don't know how to do without it, you never really can say that you control it. You know, so I like to feel that I'm in control of that. You know, because I think I definitely probably did. I've risked my neck a couple of times, you know, and not just physically, but emotionally and mentally and everything. And I felt like, okay, well, the way for me to control this is do without it. And I did, and here I am today.
Well, if I was running the boards, I would
clap for you.
Yeah. You know, and I think when you're with somebody, sometimes you want to put up anticipation. Like, I've been with a woman, and maybe for the first month, which, you know, in this generation is a long time, we may not have had sex. And I think that sometimes that's cool, because not just on the emotional level, but also physically, it builds up that sexual tension and anticipation. And that sometimes is good. Like when you're having the sex with the same person every day or every other day or twice a day, whatever, like we talked about last week, it could get mundane, you know what I'm saying? But when you say, okay, well, we're not going to do it for this week. And I get a lot of shit from TV. So when I saw Martin and Gina, they took their little break. I seen what happened with them. I know, okay, so I saw that. I think that would work in real life. Just like not, I don't know about the 3-month rule or nothing like that. But, you know, 3-4 weeks, if you care about somebody, you know, it's not that long to wait. That's it. That's all I got. That's just all I got. But I had some more to
So definitely an interesting topic and worth talking about. I never really put that much energy into being absent or not. Usually if I'm abstaining from sex, I'm abstaining from
a person.
Just letting somebody in my space, period. But I do tend, like, you know, for men that I'm actually really interested in, sex is kind of one of those things that I really kind of push to the back burner, because I don't want to confuse or complicate things. But if it's someone that I'm attracted to and I kind of already know, then I believe in satisfying myself.
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's that. The 3-month rule is negotiable. That's what Oasis said.
Okay.
Then it's not a rule. Well, I guess all rules are negotiable.
All right.
Yeah. They're just guidelines for us to try to follow.
What, 3 months, like when you meet somebody and dating and before you do anything? Is that what people think?
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, the older you get, you can really just make those decisions based on how you feel, what works for you. You know, if you can handle the consequences of having sex in the relationship not working out, can you chalk it up as, well, damn, it was good sex? You know what I mean? Or are you going to be like, damn, I, you know, gave this away? So I think, you know, we're pretty mature. We know what works for us, what doesn't.
Yeah, that's a 20-year-old rule, I think.
20-year-old.
How many? What? What's your rule?
No, I just said that's a rule for, like, when you're in your 20s, when you know, getting your date on and you're not really sure if somebody wants to impregnate you or just do it to you, like, you know.
Yeah, and your reputation still counts and all that shit, you know.
I had the 3-minute rule before.
Three-minute rule? What is
that,
like, the club?
I had to stop myself. No, not the club. the park. But that's another story.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
I had to control my... That'll be next show. Oh, next show is flirting. Is flirting healthy or harmful? And that's definitely a great show.
Miss J just texted. She abstained from bullshit.
I think I'm going to have sex right now. I don't... Well, actually, I kind of know it. But,
I hope so. With that song playing in the background, ain't shit else you can be doing.
That's what that means. You know what it means. But,
bye. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
If I'm talking about you, ladies, hit me up. 3-2-6-5-7-4-7-9. You have a minute left.
Aries, don't you call him.
She ain't 35, man. She ain't 35, man. I got to follow your thing, huh?
Y'all didn't tell me where she lives. Where she live?
What?
Where does she live again? Nobody.
Let's live in Jersey.
Yeah, let me know.
We'll travel.
She's in Jersey. We'll see you at the networking event.
Oh, yeah. Networking event.
All right,
event.
No doubt.
Saturday,
bye, y'all.
April 14th.
All right.
Highland Park, 34th and 3rd. And this show will be deleted in about 5 minutes.
Immediately.
No, I'm serious, though. You ain't serious.
Yeah, no. Like, let's get off so we can delete it now.
I'll keep it on my hard drive, though. Come on, no.
Okay.
No. Are we out?
All right. Delete it.